Headphones make me crazy. They make my kid crazy. There are so many different kinds, from wireless to noise canceling. If you buy cheap ones, they fail in 5 seconds. If you spend a lot, it seems like they last like, what, 9 seconds? Wire Cutters' Lauren Dragon has been reviewing headphones since, what, 2013 or something? She is on the line from Los Angeles, California, to talk about all the things we should take into consideration before buying a new pair of headphones. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Headphones are such a pet peeve of mine. This is like, for a personal finance show, people will be like, why are you talking about headphones? Because they make me crazy, as I say. Do you think I just need to accept the fact that they have to be replenished like a carton of milk instead of lasting for more than a minute and a half?
No, you are absolutely not completely crazy. I do think that you should expect your headphones to last you at least a couple of years. You know, obviously there are some things that are going to get in the way of your headphones lasting, and we can talk about that if you want, about how to make sure that your headphones don't die on you, some little easy tips and tricks. But no, you are not crazy. Well-designed headphones should last you a few years.
You have tested so many pairs. Why and how did you get this gig? If someone had done a career study course for you in 10th grade, do you think this is the career that they would have said, Lauren's going to test headphones, of course?
No, and honestly, I still don't think my mom believes this is a real job. But it's a very strange Venn diagram of skills that I happen to have. So I double majored in college in both music performance and audio production. So I had the background of both the technical side of audio as well as the appreciation side. And then I can happen to be able to rub two words together and make a sentence. So I'm lucky enough that with all of that, I can understand sort of what's happening and then be able to convey that to people. So I'm really lucky that I got into this weird little job of mine.
Broadly speaking, how has technology changed since your first review? What are some of the big milestones that have occurred that the layperson like me would just not have seen?
Well, what's insane is, first of all, just wireless technology in general. When Bluetooth headphones first came out, they were pretty terrible, and they would stutter and drop signal. The audio was super compressed. And we've gone from these crazy transmitters that were gigantic that you had to plug into the headphone jack to, even when I first started reviewing headphones, iPods were not a thing. We did not have iPhones that had music that could be sent like that. It was not something you carried around with you generally. So a lot has changed over the years. And also adding into things like water resistance. I mean, the concept of being able to swim with headphones that were wireless is just astounding to me. And I think that, you know, beginning me would have had my mind blown to be right. Like, wait, what? I can do what?
Now, I am a low audio involvement person. I use my headphones because I take conference calls on them. And then I listen to, you know, like Broadway musicals. I am not a highly involved music listener. What are some of the factors that you consider when assessing them? Because I'm sure your analysis is much more nuanced than my, like, is it less than $30? And can I hear Dear Evan Hansen?
Valid thing. You want to be able to hear Dear Evan Hansen. So what is important, honestly, is how you use your headphones. So you need to first think about, where am I when I'm doing this? So for you, for example, you want to have good audio quality because you like your musicals. And you want to hear the full orchestral score, but you also want something that's going to work well, that has a good microphone. So it's going to handle phone calls and things like that. So I would suggest a certain type of headphone for you. So once you understand what kinds of features you need, it's easier to narrow down what it is that you want to put your money into. So you may not need noise-canceling headphones unless you're flying on planes all the time. So don't invest your money into that. Get something that actually works with your lifestyle.
At what price point do you get quality? Surely there's a tipping off point from like the dollar store horrible one to the Bose. It's either this or a car.
Well, I think there's definitely jumps that happen at each price point, but you can get good headphones at pretty much any price range from, like, I would say around $40 and up. So at $40, you can get headphones that sound okay. They do what they're supposed to do. They're solid, and they, you know, you can take them to the gym and not worry about them for a few years. The next jump would happen, I'd say, around $100 to $150. That's when you start getting better quality drivers for the audio. You're going to maybe get some extra features like, you know, wireless or some mild noise canceling, some extra stuff there. And then the next big jump's going to happen around like $300 and up. And that's when you're going to start getting really, really good audio quality or very excellent noise canceling, things like that. So each jump you make, you're going to get more and more. Now, of course, there is the enthusiast level stuff, which is thousands of dollars. And that's a whole other world. And if that's something that's important to you, you can get some amazing stuff in that range. But it starts to become diminishing returns after you get above, like, oh, $3,000 or so.
You mentioned that headphones could last a couple of years if you take them well and or treat them well and you bought a reasonable quality product in the first place. What are some things that can extend the life of a pair of headphones?
Okay, first and foremost, if you have Bluetooth headphones, anything you plug in that has electricity going through it, you need to make sure that you never charge them when they are wet. A lot of people get home from the gym, they're like, oh, my headphones need power, and they plug them in and they're still sweaty and wet. That's the quickest way to short your headphones out. Make sure you don't store them in anything that is too sealed. So you want the bag to breathe a little bit. So again, if you come home and you're sweaty or it was raining outside and you stick them into a Ziploc baggie, that water is just going to sit and it's going to corrode all of your, you know, all the electronics inside of there. So you want to make sure you don't do that. Wipe down the ear pads once in a while. I know this sounds kind of gross, but you can get a lot of microbes and stuff growing on those, and those little buggers will eat up the padding on the headphones themselves. So once in a while, just take some soapy water on a paper towel, wipe them down, clean them up. That'll help to keep that vinyl or leather in good condition over the years. Also, coil the cable nicely, store them in a bag. They don't just leave them out on the desk or in the sun. Sometimes people don't think about this, but they'll leave them on their desk by a window and the sun starts to break down different, you know, materials on there. And, you know, generally speaking, it's just a matter of being aware that, you know, they are still electronics. They're durable. But, you know, you want to treat them as kindly as you can, you know, and don't just throw them into bags and step on them and things like that, if you can avoid it.
Yeah, I am a runner, so I run a lot with my headphones in, and I often find it hard to get a pair that will stay in my ears. Does this mean that I am deformed? Do I have a problem with my ears? Do I need cosmetic ear surgery?
No, you are absolutely normal, and I also am a runner. And one thing I would say for you especially if you're running outside, make sure you get headphones that allow you to have situational awareness. Because I don't know about you, but like what the traffic's like in Toronto, I'm assuming that the drivers are a little more polite than they are in Los Angeles. But I have almost been hit a few times crossing on crosswalks. And being able to hear my surroundings as well as the music was very important. But for runners especially, you ideally would like to have something that hooks over top of your ear and then doesn't have a sealed ear canal. So like Plantronics, the Backbeat Fit, they have the 2100 and 3100, which are both great for runners. And they have a design like that. And what's nice is if you have a kind of bouncy gait, those hooks will help to stabilize them in the ear. They also have a wing. That inner wing also helps to stabilize them in your ear. So look for things like that for people that are runners. Those extra little fins and hooks will help hold those in your ear, so it's not all just pivoting on your ear canal, holding that little earbud in place.
I see a lot of people with those Apple AirPod thingy things. I cannot imagine wearing them, and they always look so odd as they talk to themselves when they're walking down the street. Are they worth the money?
You know, I know people from Apple are going to hate me for saying this, but no, I don't think they are, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the only thing that really makes them special is the fact that they pair really easily with Apple products. So if you're not someone who's an Apple devotee, they're absolutely not worth your time. But the other thing is that there are products out there right now, like the Jabra Elite 65T, which are water resistant, which the Apple are not. So if you get caught in the rain or you go and you want to, you know, sweat or something, that's helpful. They have better microphones than the Apples do. They have better sound quality than the Apple do. They have EQ availability. They have the ability to seal out sound when you want to, and the ability to hear your surroundings. You can choose to have the external sound filtered in. So there are things out there that do pretty much everything better. It's just that Apple's done a really good job of marketing them.
Yeah.
They are kind of a status thing. So me personally, you can put your money somewhere else.
Right. Okay. Just before we go here, what are two or three themes of the future? If we look ahead 5 to 10 years on the headphone front, will they have just like a little pin that I can stick it up in, you know, into my earlobe, and that's going to replace a traditional earphone? Like, what are some of the big tech ideas that people are working on?
I think you're going to see a lot more custom. So when I say custom, I mean made for your ear canal. So they have things now that you can scan the inside of someone's ear with a laser and essentially get an exact 3D mapping and print out a 3D printed earbud that fits exactly your ear. So it'll be comfortable and fit you. And I think we're going to have people wearing them a lot more. True wireless isn't going anywhere. And that's that earpod design with no cable connecting the two earbuds. That's going to become more and more. And I think we're going to see people basically wearing these things all day, and they can become a hybrid of sorts for different activities, be it, you know, using them for phone calls like an earbud. You can use them for listening to music. You can use them for augmenting the sound around you. If, like, for example, people who need assisted listening devices, it can become something for that. And you can use it for stuff like translation software, which I'm very excited about. Is imagine being able to leave your earbuds in and go into a foreign country, and it automatically translates the dialogue around you and helps you to respond to the people that you're talking to.
Wow, that is full on sci-fi. And then it repeats back what you say, and then you have to say it in a super funny language phonetically. That sounds amazing. Lauren, I could talk all day.
It's a pretty cool idea.
I really appreciate your time coming to meet with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Lauren Dragon is with tech blog Wirecutter. She joins us today from Los Angeles, California, to talk about some of the big things to look for to make the most out of your money on headphones.